Hey, nerds. So this summer makes 2 years since I've been doing this podcast, and I promised myself that I would do it for at least a year, and if there wasn't much interest, I would stop because I don't get paid for doing this, and I have a day job, which would be fine if there were enough people willing to listen. Granted, I don't pay for advertising, because I'm just a lady with a microphone. I don't have any sponsors, I don't require a paid subscription, and I already pay for the hosting fees and equipment as it is, not to mention the hours and hours of my time that I spend recording and editing. I thought that perhaps the podcast was hard to find, but I've discovered that really anyone who searches the internet for audio of Supreme Court opinions can find me. So I don't think that that's the problem. The problem, I've discovered, is that people don't read these opinions. They're not interested in them. We, those of you listening right now, and me, we are outliers. We understand the importance of understanding those who govern us. So here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cancel the podcast, but I will leave it up while I slowly move all 350-plus episodes to my YouTube channel, so they're still available to all of my wonderful nerds. Also, I'll continue to read high-profile opinions on my channel and make them available to you going forward. But I won't read every single one like I've been doing. I've created a podcast on my channel with the same name, What SCOTUS Wrote Us, and you will continue to be able to access everything for free there. That being said, I'm sad. I'm sad that I'm ending the podcast, and I'm sad that there aren't more Americans willing to listen and to learn. But it's just where we are as a country right now. And it's actually how we got here. By not being willing to learn more about the government that I have dedicated my entire life to understanding. I bet you guys are sad about that too. If not, you would not be listening to this show at all. But we aren't alone. And for all of you who listen to these opinions, there are even more who simply choose just to read them the good old-fashioned way, especially to see the citations and the footnotes. I hope you will continue to follow me on YouTube. You can find me by searching for my name, P-I-P-P-A-H, last name G-E-T-C-H-E-L-L. Which will bring you to my full channel that includes some of my lectures as well as access to the podcast. One good thing about accessing my channel is that I'll continue to be posting information related to the Trump cases as long as they continue. So if you're following any of that stuff, you'll definitely want to subscribe. Alternatively, you can find the podcast by searching for the podcast name, What SCOTUS Wrote Us, or by visiting the show's website, whatscotuswroteus.com, which I will continue to maintain. I'll provide updates and links to the YouTube channel on the website. And you can also reach out to me on the website if you have any questions or if you'd like to provide me with feedback about the show. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so, hey, I'm glad we met. And I hope you'll continue to be my nerd friends and follow me over to YouTube. Until we meet again, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to What SCOTUS Wrote Us.